You must believe before you see it. Mark 11, 22 through 26. Listen to this. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. What kind of limitations did our master give us? None. If you learn to speak, just like I did down there when they changed my jobs, I took Mark 11, 23, and I made those statements, I'm going to be the head man over there. And it came to pass. I was. I did. But God said it. Now somebody said, well, you know, Thurman, you should have prayed if it's God's will. Well, I should. Maybe I should have. But all I knew is I needed a job to finish out a few years. And I just knew what I wanted. I knew where I was good, what I could do. I knew where he had trained me. So I just claimed that engineering job. And he gave it to me. Can you do the same thing? Sure you can. Now, if it comes to healing, you've got all your sins repented of. You're walking obedient to his word. And you or your husband, if you're married, you need your husband, your priest, to do it. He takes those kind of scriptures. He commands that mountain of whatever it is, cancer, emphysema, whatever it is. He takes God's word and he commands those cancer cells to die and go away. He speaks to your mountain and demands that they go away. And if you've got all your sins repented of, he's got all his sins repented of, you two have got rid of the sin, you ain't living in it no more, you're walking holy and obedient to God's word, you will start getting well. Isn't that amazing? Did God give us so many ways to get it done, didn't he, brother? Now, he didn't just give us one or two. He says, you must believe. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. That's Mark 11, 24. That's the very verse I used to get my granddaughter's valve fixed in her throat. Now, you talk about putting your faith to the test. We had been 10 months home from the hospital when the doctor said she could never live, she'd never walk, she'd never talk, she'd never do anything. But I've got her walking, talking, running, playing, everything, eating. I'm not eating, but we're feeding her with a plug in her tummy. And I'm standing on God's promises. And I told the doctor, I said, I will pray over her according to Mark 11, 24. And I'm going to ask God. He said, whatever you desire when you pray, believe you have received them and it shall be yours. Is that what he said? So I prayed. I thanked him for it. And then I took her to the doctor. I praised him and worshiped him for healing that little valve in her throat every day. And then I took her to the doctor in 2 months, and it didn't work. I thought, now why did this not work? So I come home and repented of all my sins. I know the principles. I repented of all my sins, of unbelief, everything else, and I believed God would heal her, and I stood on his words again. Mark 11, 24. I said, now Lord, thank you, it's done. She can eat, she can swallow. That valve's working in Jesus' name. Well, I thanked him every day for it and waited for 2 months, and we took her to the doctor again, and it still don't work. We do this for 10 months. The doctor tells me the 10th month, he said, well, all I got to say for you is, since it hasn't worked this far down the line, it ain't never going to work again. I said, I rebuke that curse in the name of Jesus. I do not receive that. I said, I haven't hit exactly what God said yet, but I will. I am not going to give up. I know all of God's promises are yes and amen. So I'm going to hit it in the name of Jesus. So after the 10th time, I come home and I looked at that throat. I looked at that little valve. I said, Lord, please show me what I've done wrong. So I began to stand on these promises, Mark 11, 24. Whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you've received them, and they shall be yours. And did he say 2 months later when you go to the doctor, or did he say right now? Right now? Ooh, you talk about putting me to the test. This is the only granddaughter I got at the time. I said, Father, you said in your word, whatever I desire. I desire the valve working in Caitlin's throat. You said, when I pray, I got to believe. And it's done. Can't fail. You made me the promise. So I said, Lord, I won't take her back to the doctor on this believing. I'm just going to let you fix it, and it's done. So I repented of my sins, and I prayed for her. I said, now it's done. I said, Toby, that's her daddy. I said, Toby, you got anything in here for Caitlin to eat? He said, well, I've got some applesauce. I said, put it on the table. Put it on the table. I said, you got anything for her to drink? He said, I got some orange juice. I said, put it on the table. What are you going to do? I said, I'm going to feed her. He said, Thurman, we just come back from the doctor 2 weeks ago, and the doctor said, that valve don't work. I said, it didn't work 2 weeks ago, Toby, but it works this morning. He said, how do you know that? I said, God's word says it does. That's what you call really believing God. Isn't that right? He said, Thurman, I can't let you do this. I said, well, I said, Toby, did a doctor say that she'd never see? Yes. Did she see? Yes. Did a doctor say she'd never move a muscle? Is she walking, running, and playing? Yes. I said, you know, all the things the doctor said would never happen. It's happened. I've stood on God's word, and it's all happening, but she can't eat yet, but after today, she's going to be able to eat. He said, okay. So he put the applesauce and the orange juice down there. I called Caitlin. I said, Caitlin, honey, come in here. She was in the bedroom playing with her little dolls. I said, come in here, honey. She come in. I said, sit right down there in that chair and eat that applesauce and drink that orange juice for Granddaddy. She sat down there, got her spoon. She ate the whole bowl of applesauce and drank nearly the whole bottle of orange juice, a little bottle about that tall, and got up and ran off and went to play. Never coughed, not one time. Now, does God's word really work? Now then, I had a woman here a while back that was at a healing school, and I started out at the healing school. I said, how many of you have great faith? And the woman said, I got great faith. I said, okay, praise God. When I come to this story, I said, now I want to tell you what great faith really is. What would you have done in this situation? When I told her, she said, oh my gosh, I thought I had faith. She said, I lost a grandson at Cook's Medical Center. He died because of, I didn't know it was sin. But she said, I don't have that kind of faith. I said, you know, not a lot of people do have. But can we get it? Is it available to us? Yes, it's available to every one of us. How do we get it? In the Word. Read the Word. Stand on the promises of God, and He will do these things for you. After you pray, or in fact, before we pray, it says, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have all, verse 25 and 26, and when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Now then, if you want to get turned off from God, just have an unforgiveness toward somebody in the church. I mean, God will just cut you off. He will not hear your prayer. I mean, that's all it takes. Well, Lord, but you don't understand what my wife did to me. I don't care what your wife did to you, or I don't care what your husband did to you. If you want a prayer answered, you're going to walk in love and you're going to submit and you're going to do what God says, or you ain't going to get your prayer answered. God clearly said in His Word for the guys, if you don't do what I tell you in the Word and love your wife like Christ loves the church, I will not answer your prayers. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Now, 1 Peter 3, where you find that. 1 Peter 3. So you want to make sure that if you want your prayers answered, you're walking in love. And if God says walk in love, I suggest we walk in love, don't you? Do we want to get healed? Yes. Do we want to be able to get our prayers answered when we pray? Yes. So what do we have to do? Forgive. He says, but if you do not, verse 26, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. So now think about this. God clearly said in the book of Revelation that no profane or evil thing will be in heaven. What if you don't forgive somebody their sins? If you haven't been washed in the blood and He hasn't forgiven all of your sins, because He said, if you do not forgive them, then I will, if you do not, then I will not forgive you. And if He doesn't forgive you, then you're in a place of sin. It's sin in your life. And you're going to be subject to a tormenting spirit, a devil. And that devil is going to kill you. Now, he's going to send you to hell. Would it be worth it? Say that your husband, your children, or anybody, the meanest murderer, say somebody murdered one of your daughters, and you did not forgive them. and you died. And God took you to hell and said, you're going to spend eternity in hell because you didn't forgive that murderer. Would that be shocking? I don't think he's worth that, do you? Not any way. No way is he worth that to me. But God says in his word, if you don't forgive everybody from your heart, neither will I forgive you. And I can assure you that if you don't forgive everybody from your heart, you will not get healed. You have to forgive. And if you forgive and walk in love, then no problem. God will take care of it. He's an awesome God. Now, after you pray, this is what you must do. This is Hebrews 10:35-36. Hebrews 10:35-36. This is where we really miss it. Hebrews 10:35-36. You have to do what this scripture says after you pray. Cast not, therefore, away your confidence, which is great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Patience. Do we do patience well? When we're waiting for our healing, when we're hurting in pain. I remember when Emily Dodson is a great woman of God. She was a Southern Baptist, just like me and you. And for 53 years of her life, she had had 13 surgeries. And now then, she's come down with cancer. And a doctor said, if we do surgery one more time, you may live 6 more months, but you're going to die anyway. She said, well, then forget it. I'm just going to die. I'm not going to have cancer. I'm not going to have surgery. So then some little guy, like me, it wasn't me, but some little guy come along and told her, Emily, you don't have to die. God has made you all these wonderful healing verses. And he gave her 4 or 5 of them. She said, I've been raised a Southern Baptist. I didn't know these things were in God's Word. Boy, she began to lock on to them things. And then she went to a pastor's meeting where he was an absolute man of God that preached these things and healing and everything, and said it was nothing uncommon. You come to his meeting at 7 o'clock and you don't get out of there until 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning. And he preached all night. That's even worse than me, isn't it?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Miracles Are Available to Us, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.